Hello, friends. Welcome to Through the Word, and welcome to the journey. My name is Chris Langham, and I will be your guide as we begin the great adventure. Okay, that was a little dramatic. We're beginning the book of Mark, and I think that's pretty adventurous. But maybe you're just here to check out the Bible, or maybe you're just getting started following Jesus, or even restarted, or even if you're just curious about this faith stuff. Whatever your situation, you're welcome here. So where do we begin? Well, for the disciples, it all began with two simple words from Jesus: follow me, and the road ahead would change everything. So that's where we'll start too, following Jesus. Here in journey number one, the plan is simple: 24 days through two Bible books, Mark and Colossians. First, we'll follow Jesus' story in the Gospel of Mark. Then we'll talk about our story in the book of Colossians. In Mark, we'll see what it meant to follow Jesus back then. And in Colossians, we'll see what it means to follow him today. Now, in the 19 journeys ahead, we will traverse every chapter of the Bible, but we won't attempt it in one big swoop. The Bible is a collection of books, so we'll take one book off the Bible bookshelf at a time and read chapter by chapter. Each journey follows a few Bible books connected by a theme. Join us for all 19 journeys and you'll cover the whole Bible. We'll follow the Old Testament chronologically, but we'll balance it out with the New Testament and the books of wisdom throughout. Each journey is carefully mapped out to help you see how it all fits together. In journey number two, we'll see the big picture, a bird's eye view of the whole Bible. Now, you may want to invite a friend. After all, journeys are better together. Or it can just be me and you. But for now, let's begin with journey number one at Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. Well, that's quite an opening. First, it's good news. And I love getting good news. It's about Jesus. Pretty much my favorite subject. Now, if Jesus isn't your favorite subject, that's okay. The Bible is fascinating for anyone. Check out Jesus for yourself. Read the Bible, ask your questions, find some answers, and decide what you believe on one of the most important questions the world has ever been asked. In Mark 8, Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" So, what do you say? Who is Jesus? That one name changed the course of history. Changed my life, too. There are lots of opinions out there, but what do you think? We're here in Mark to find out what the Bible says about it. So be sure to read the Bible for yourself each day after you listen to me. Or read it first, then listen. Go to the source. The Bible is the source. I'm just here to explain some things and share the journey with you. But right here, verse 1 introduces Jesus as the Messiah. Messiah means anointed one, as in the one, God's chosen. And Mark tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. That's a bold statement right out of the blocks. The Son of God. What does that mean? We'll find out more as we go. Verse 2 begins with a prophecy from Isaiah given centuries earlier. "I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." So God sends a messenger. His name is John, better known as John the Baptist. John was sent to preach and to prepare hearts for Jesus. So how do you do that? How is a heart prepared for Jesus? Well, verse 4 says that John preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is the key. Repent means change your mind about the wrong way you're living. Sorry, God, I was wrong. That simple sorry, that little piece of humility, opens a door and makes a straight path for Jesus in your heart. You change your mind, and Jesus gives you a change of direction, following him. Back here in Mark, people came from far and wide to hear John, to repent and get baptized. This is key. The first step to following Jesus is a change of direction. Confess the wrong you've done, turn away from it, and turn towards Jesus. So John baptized the people in water as a sign, a way for them to show their repentance. But he also told them that Jesus was coming. And in verse 8, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus arrived. John baptized him in the Jordan River. And in verse 10, just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. That voice from heaven was the voice of the Father, and the Spirit that descended like a dove was the Holy Spirit. And with Jesus, we have all three parts of the Trinity in one place. A little explanation. In the Bible, there is one God, but that one God is presented in three different persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each of them is God. Together, they are one God. The word Trinity isn't in the Bible, but it's the best word to describe how the Bible presents God's nature. It means three in one. And that's important because reading the Bible is all about getting to know who God is. And the Father declares about Jesus, You are my Son, whom I love. I love that. The nature of God is love, and the Father loves the Son. Now, we'll cover the rest of Mark 1 tomorrow, but today, let's get some background on Mark's Gospel. There are four Gospels in the Bible, each one telling the story of Jesus from a slightly different perspective. Not disagreeing, just different focus. So who is Mark? Well, he was just a kid when the events here took place, and he was likely an eyewitness to some of this, but not all of it. Matthew and John will both give us first-hand eyewitness. But we meet Mark the night before the crucifixion, as a boy, and we'll find him again, all grown up, in the book of Acts and in several epistles. There he's called John Mark. Now Mark was not one of the 12 apostles, but he served alongside several key leaders, Barnabas, his uncle, Paul, and Peter. Peter calls Mark his true son in the faith. Now, Peter was an eyewitness to Jesus' ministry. In fact, the general consensus is that Mark's gospel is really a recording of Peter's testimony about Jesus. Mark got the full story from Peter and also from the other apostles who spent time with Jesus. So that's Mark. But more importantly, what we're going to read from Mark comes from the Holy Spirit. Peter explains how this works in his second letter. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's God's word. Humans wrote it down and humans translated it, but it came from God. Now, you don't have to believe that in order to read the Bible, but you should know that the Bible claims to be the Word of God. Well, I'm about out of time for the intro. Tomorrow, we dig into chapter 1. For now, you can read ahead and prepare your heart. Maybe you've got some repenting to do. And it's also a great time to invite some friends to join us on the journey. I'll meet you back here tomorrow for the rest of chapter 1.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.